Blessed are you. May I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Such a joy to be back at St. Michael's. I bring you greetings from our Bishop Matthew Hyde, and I'm just so honored to be with you to share the good news of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. And just want to start by saying we have three amazing readings today, like almost the greatest hits of the Bible, but I want to focus on the gospel first. And we hear the first few verses of the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. And in this passage, Jesus climbs the mountain and he sits down. The crowds gather, the disciples lean in. And this scene really echoes Mount Sinai. But instead, what they hear is nothing like what they expected. The first few words out of his mouth are not commands or law. They're blessings. Blessed are the pure in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the weak, the meek. Not will be blessed. Are blessed. And we've times come to think of the Beatitudes as a checklist, as like eight steps that I need to take towards God's approval, a ladder to climb. If I'm meek, then I'll be blessed. But that's not what Jesus is saying at all. He isn't saying, become this and then the kingdom of heaven is yours. No. He's saying that God's favor has already moved towards God's people, us. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, present tense. So the kingdom is not waiting for spiritual improvement. It's already arrived, and that's really good news for us. It's arrived among people who are empty-handed, who are grieving, people who were worn thin by this insane world. The kingdom of heaven has arrived for those who are tired of injustice and oppression of the powerful, because grace comes first. And notice in this who is named here. Not the powerful. It's not the self-sufficient. It's not the ones who look like they're winning, but the poor in spirit, those who know that they don't have enough. Those who mourn, people who feel the ache of what's broken and can't be fixed. Does that resonate? People who carry losses that don't have a clean ending. People who can't pretend that everything's fine. People who hunger and thirst, not for success, but for righteousness that they can't manufacture. Blessed are those who have a God-sized hole right here. These aren't abstract spiritual types. They're real people. People that don't have leverage, people who don't have security, people who don't have the illusion that they can save themselves. And Jesus doesn't tell them, get your act together. He calls us blessed. And then comes a turn that we almost always miss. Because before the Beatitudes can describe us, they're describing Jesus. He is the poor one, with nowhere to lay his head, the man of sorrows acquainted with grief, the meek king who comes not in force but in mercy, the one who hungers and thirsts for righteousness in a crooked world, the one who was reviled and persecuted. So this is not first a list of traits to achieve. It's a portrait of the life that Jesus lives himself. The life he gives, the life he lives is the life he gives. Which means this for us, that discipleship is not about climbing into the Beatitudes, it's about being drawn into Jesus' life. His death and his resurrection, before salt, before light, before any call for us to be righteous, this is what's spoken first. Still, Jesus names the tension that we live inside. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They will be comforted. They will see God. And this grammar is very deliberate because we live in the is and the will be. The kingdom has come, but it's not finished. So, friends, if today you are feeling poor in spirit, if you're aware of your limits, your needs, Jesus calls you blessed. If you're mourning, he doesn't try to rush us past the grief. He meets you in it. If you're hungry for a righteousness you can't produce, if you're meek, overlooked, or misunderstood, the kingdom of heaven is yours. The world will have its verdict, but Jesus has his. The world may call you foolish, Jesus calls you blessed. And this is how Jesus begins, with a promise that's spoken over people who have nothing left to prove. Blessed first. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who believe are being saved, it is the power of God. This is where the Beatitudes lead. Jesus doesn't just describe this life of poverty, mourning, and meekness, and hunger for righteousness. He lives it all the way to the cross. Poor in spirit, he empties himself, taking the form of a servant. Mourning, he weeps over Jerusalem and sweats blood in Gethsemane. Meek, he doesn't open his mouth before his accusers. Hungering for righteousness, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? The cross is where the Beatitudes converge, where blessing and curse meets, where the world's verdict of foolishness, weakness, defeat collides with God's verdict. This is my beloved Son. And on the third day, God vindicates everything Jesus said on that mountain. The kingdom of heaven belongs to the poor in spirit. The tomb is empty. Those who mourn will be comforted. Death has lost its sting. The meek will inherit the earth. The crucified king is risen. The resurrection doesn't erase the cross. It doesn't bypass the poverty, the mourning, the meekness. It goes straight through them. And it declares that this is the way that God saves the world. Not by power that crushes, not by meeting force with force, not by strength that dominates, but by love. Love that descends, empties itself, and dies so that we may live. Friends, this is why Jesus calls you blessed when the world calls you foolish. This is why the kingdom belongs to you when you have nothing left. This is why comfort is coming even when grief feels endless. Because the one who spoke these words from the mountain lived them on the cross and rose from the dead to prove that God's way of salvation is not the world's way. So, if you are poor in spirit today, blessed. If you are mourning the state of our country, blessed. If you are hungry for righteousness that you cannot produce, blessed. Not because you've achieved something, but because Jesus has gone before you all the way to the cross and through it, carrying your poverty, your grief, and your hunger, and rising to give you life. Blessed first, blessed now, and blessed forever. And may God bless these words. And may God bless each of us. Amen.
Amen.